The Wheeler Opera House was constructed nearly 130 years ago. It was built by dozens of craftsmen out of sandstone quarried from the Frying Pan River. Today, preserving its historic character takes a little bit of science and a little bit of detective work. People walking by the Wheeler Opera House this November day might glance in the front windows to check out upcoming shows. But Allison Agley is more interested in what's happening on the outside of the building. She's a project architect at Roland & Broughton. She's heading up this new round of maintenance and improvements on the Wheeler. She squints in the bright sun as she looks up at a section of the building's facade.
We have the protective netting up there just to, as an extra level of caution. It's probably not totally necessary, but we just want to be safe because obviously small pieces of stone falling off a building aren't good for PR.
Standing with Agley is the City of Aspen's Historic Preservation Officer, Amy Simon. Simon points out that Aspen's freeze-thaw cycle is tough on historic buildings. She says a lot of people simply paint over deterioration.
There's quite a few brick buildings downtown that have been painted like that.
Do you cringe a little bit when you see that?
Well, only because it's really hiding what could be really serious damage that we need to know about.
To analyze if the Wheeler had any serious damage, a team of consultants was called in to perform a series of tests. To check the section of water-damaged sandstone, special stonemasons tapped lightly on the building with rubber hammers, fracturing the stone very slightly. Sarah Yoon is the City of Aspen's historic preservation planner.
When they did the sounding tests and they took out kind of the pieces, they were very small, so that's
good. That's what we want.
Then those little flakes went to another consultant who basically gave the stone a diagnosis. Here's Agley.
He would take the little pieces of stone, then he would pour water on them, and he could tell us exactly what may or may not have been placed on the stone at one point and how going forward we should treat the stone or not treat the stone for it to last.
There's not a lot of wiggle room in historic preservation. Contractors can't just run down to a hardware store and get new bricks because, Simon says, it's about authenticity.
We're not looking for people to replicate the past, and we really want to preserve the original materials and craftsmanship as much as we can.
But there's not a sandstone quarry up the Frying Pan anymore. Instead, bricks can be removed, one by one, and flipped, so the less damaged surface faces the exterior. Sometimes materials can be salvaged from other sources in town. Simon says if new stone is necessary, it will be quarried as close as possible to where the original stone was from.
There are quarries within this region that might have something of a similar character.
Historic preservation can be a painstaking and expensive process, but Simon says there's not a question in her mind that it's worth it.
Just the materials, the energy, the craftsmanship that already exists in this building can't be replicated. You know, that there's a lot of turnover. Buildings don't necessarily have such a long shelf life here, and this one's already served for 125-ish years and has many more to go, so I think it's a great investment.
Sarah Yoon has lived in cities in Asia that are tearing down historic buildings at a rapid rate in order to replace them with modern ones. She says there's value in connecting with the past.
I think history is something you can't make with money.
The Wheeler is in pretty good shape for how old it is. Agley feels confident in the building's future.
The Wheeler's going to be here for a very long time.
The project continues this spring, while over time, interior improvements will be made to accommodate modern audiences and performers. The hope for the Wheeler will always stay the same: preserve what's there and protect history. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.